The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and Trish...
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish. Wow.
Oh.
Somebody's turned up the volume here. Turned up the volume. I'm sorry. Hey, it's January the 8th, 2015, for those who are still trying to catch up. 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Big shout out to Jim and Bonnie Sharp.
Oh.
Yeah, when they invited us over last night to their lovely house and looked at all the stuff they had up for Christmas. They still have it up, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's like going into where you pay money to go in and see it. It's so nice.
Yeah, Bonnie really, really gets into the Christmas spirit.
Oh, yes. And anyway, hey, Bad Bob. Good morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well.
You know what? Riding in the morning is a for me. I stumble out to my truck and I drive. You know, it doesn't. The truck even have a chance to warm up by the time I get here.
Yeah.
And I dodge my way through the homeless out there on the streets and those kind of things. And then, but you come rolling in from like 100 miles away in an open Jeep.
And you come walking through the door.
He's bundled up, but he's like, ah, good morning. I mean, he's wide awake.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I wouldn't go that far, but.
And then Trish is, I'm looking up at the clock. It's like 7:03. I'm thinking, gosh, you know, and then like 7:04, and just when the music starts to play, here comes Trish. Comes, you know, just runs through the door and just ready to go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know. If you're running late, the odds are something will happen.
That's right.
Yeah, well, my garage door wouldn't close this morning, and I'm debating, okay, so I can't, like, just leave the garage door open.
No, I'm playing with
the button, and whatever's happening, it's going down, up, down, up. Anyway, finally got it to close, and so I just squeaked in. But, it's a brisk 36 degrees out there, so that really wakes you up when you get out in that temperature and standing out there trying to get the garage door to close. 36 degrees, and it's going to get to a high of 67 today, however, mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 44, partly sunny with a high near 65 on Friday. A little bit of cloudy, but mostly sunny forever, and they're not predicting rain anytime soon. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right, our friends there. Okay, now, we talked about this yesterday, is that here it is. It's January. We had all this great rain in December.
Yes.
But this is Bob. I mean, as far as we know, I mean, is there any rain in the site here? They were talking about maybe some rain today, but obviously not.
There's maybe some stuff looking out at Monday, but the models are unclear. It's we're moving into a pattern. We've actually next week we will cross the midpoint where we traditionally have our lowest temperatures. And what we need right now is unpleasant as it is, we need some cold temperatures to start putting some snow at the high altitudes, because that's not happening.
When I was over the holidays, I ended up going over to Reno, and usually this time of year, that's a catch-as-catch-can kind of trip, because you're going to hit snow on the roads somewhere in between there. And the hills usually are covered. And,
right.
Wow, they're just not.
They're not? Well, see, because I thought, because the snow park is open up at Mount Shasta, I thought.
But when you get past the Shasta and you get over on the road to Lassen, Lassen Trinity, nothing. Little dusting on the hills all the way to Reno.
Well, we went
and surrounding Reno, which is really unusual.
Well, we went up past Shasta, up, you know, toward Tennant in that area. And it was 9 degrees there, so it was plenty cold, but there was no snow. There was very little snow on the ground. I mean, we've gone through there, we've had the snowshoe, and we've used snowmobiles, but there was just nothing, not even close to anything like that. Yeah. And then that becomes a real problem, because actually I thought in December, and Bob and I and everybody was talking about, well, you and I were talking about it too, mm-hmm. is that you get that nice soaking rain in, so it soaks, you know, so it gets the soil prepared. Then you get hit with like 4 or 5 feet of snow up there. And there you are. You're kind of set for the summer. But
well, and that's what fills the lakes up, because when that melt starts, and it's just not there. So we definitely need some. And as you indicate, even if it was so warm during that entire storm season that we did have all the rain, we just didn't get any snowpack to go with it. The higher elevations were getting rain as well instead of the snow. So everything's nice and green and looking beautiful along the way, but we surely need that snowpack.
But the problem is with the green is I've got stuff starting to kind of like, you know, starting to push out again, like it's springtime, and I'm like,
my camellias are blooming in January.
Anyway,
really?
What can I say?
Yeah. Yes.
You do, but you were running a little bit late because of the garage door, but not because of the way you sleep, though. Right?
Oh, absolutely not. Except on these cold nights when you're sleeping so soundly and you're getting such a good night's rest, it's very difficult to get up.
That's right. This portion of our show is, of course, brought to you by Sleep Number, and my sleep number setting is 45.
55 over here.
Well, you know what? You're just tougher than I am. But, you know, the new technology they have. First of all, the Sleep Number beds are rated number one by Consumer Reports in the United States. I mean, this is the top consumer rating agency or magazine ever, because it doesn't take ads. It just goes out and does their evaluation very fairly. And Sleep Number came out as their number one bed. And, of course, dual-air technology means that Trish can sleep at 55, and I can sleep at 45.
There you go.
But not together.
It's clear
across town. And that means that Linda can sleep at 40.
There you go.
And so we each are comfortable in that.
And if that isn't good, you know, it isn't always the same for every night.
Every night.
Sometimes if you've been out and you're strenuous and you've been exercising and what have you, you might like a little softer bed that night or vice versa. Yeah. But that's the beauty of the Sleep Number.
That's right. And new Sleep IQ technology can even help you with that. It kind of reads the way you sleep, whether it's too much caffeine or a change in your exercise routine. Sleep Number, the technology they have, will kind of read and see how you're sleeping and send you some suggestions on their app. And you can get these beds. And, it's not a bed. It's a sleeping system, which is absolutely fabulous. You head on down to the Target Shopping Center. You go down and see Brian or Janice. You ask them about this. And right now you can save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. All at Sleep Number stores right down in the Target Shopping Center. Sleep Number. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break because I want to spend some more time on this next one when we come back. Je suis Charlie. I love Charlie. And for what happened in Paris yesterday. This tragedy that, and it strikes close to home to anybody, of course, in the media business, because you have to think about that, the things you say. And what kind of impact is this going to have? What did our president say about this? What have other people, what have other countries said about this? But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the top up on the roof.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Redding plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. to bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Oh, yeah. That doesn't get you going. 7:19 in the morning, January the 8th, 2015. 36 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, though, unfortunately. I mean, I say that because, I mean, I like nice days. I like the sunshine, you know, and you come in with a heavy coat, and then and next thing you know, you've got to put on a Hawaiian shirt in the afternoon. But
big temperature swing.
We need rain. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. We're going to be talking solar power today at 8 o'clock and, you know, and talking about, you know, with the cost of electricity going up dramatically, with the cost of gas coming down. But how long is that going to go? Keystone Pipeline's coming up. The one thing I do want to talk about, though, is
And the president's going to veto it?
Yeah, he said he's going to veto it, which is – this is a great, you know, really frankly go, well, why would they pass him? He says he's going to veto it. Because I'll tell you why. They want to move forward with this pipeline. And you've got Democrats. This is a bipartisan thing. You've got bipartisan support in both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives.
You have to override a veto?
Well, that's what they're saying. You know what they're saying? This is a bipartisan bill that the people need, the people want. Here it is. We were elected to do this job. We're passing the Keystone Pipeline. Now.
And I absolutely concur. that if the Republicans go in there and try to just pass a bunch of legislation that he's going to sign, we're in big trouble.
Yep.
Because we don't want stuff that he supports, and that's why they're in office.
Yep.
And
there's the changes.
And so even if he vetoes them, then let's lay the blame where it is instead of saying the reason all these things are there is because we have this do-nothing Congress. The Republicans have been unwilling to do anything. Let's show the blame where it is. And the fact that the things that the Republicans have been trying to pass are not things that Obama will support.
Well, that's it. But the thing about this is why this is a good one, is because Landro from Louisiana, in her final gasp of trying to get, you know, support, she supported this because the people in her area supported this. They needed this.
And she got the whole
Democratic
energy thing, right, about the wars and everything. If we can become energy independent, which we easily can, this can make all the difference in how we react overseas to all kinds of things and get rid of this death grasp that everybody has on us with the control of the oil. And we need to stop that.
That's the thing was, this was, by the way, it was bipartisan. And so now they're going to bring it back up. They're going to have Democrat support in both houses, and they're going to take it to the president. It's going to easily pass. It's going to go right to the president. And if he vetoes this is an indicator that he really doesn't care about what the people are thinking again, which we know that with his executive orders and all this. But in how he's representing the other 50% of the people that didn't vote in the United States.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad, buddy, because we don't know how they feel. But the thing about it is it's going to be interesting for that. But let's go to this one thing here. We've got a few minutes. Is Je suis, and I'm a terrible French speaker, Je suis Charlie. I love Charlie, which was that magazine that was attacked by Islamic terrorists. Yesterday, 12 people killed, and there's a video of them killing this policeman. You know, the police aren't armed in Paris.
No, they're not.
I for some reason I knew in London they weren't. I know that they've got guns around them. They've got special squads that've got guns near them if they have to get people there. If there's, you know, shots fired or something, the guy's showing up and got guns. In this case, these guys walk in there yelling Allah Akbar, which is, I've heard that several times. And, God is good. And they start shooting. And then as they're coming out, they've already shot this policeman who's trying to get away because he doesn't have a gun. These guys got AK-47 semi-automatics. They shoot him as they walk by. They shoot him a couple more times. And then they come back, and it shows this. The sad thing about this is the people that they were there, they walked him by name. They called him by name. Got him in. And they caught him in a meeting.
A staff meeting they have.
Walked in there, had him by name, and just executed him, and then walked out. It appears that they've got one of them now. But the bottom line on this is, this magazine, which was a satirical magazine, it was offensive cartoons. It doesn't make any difference if you're Muslim or Christian or a politician. They were tasteless at times cartoons.
And the relevance to that is nothing. I mean, most of what is printed today is tasteless, as far as I'm concerned. And the reality is they have the right to do that. And if we're going to take this seriously, I actually heard one commentator come on yesterday and say, well, you know, you have to put the blame where the blame is. And if they hadn't printed that stuff, it wouldn't have happened.
He actually said that or she did?
No, she actually said that. And I went, and I never did find out who it was, but I went, are you kidding me?
Well, the White House 2 years ago said they showed bad taste and bad judgment in printing these things, and which is, you know, indicative of our White House. And even to this moment, they will not say Islamic terrorist. I mean, it wasn't Catholic, Mormon, Wiccan, Jewish, Protestant. What else?
Episcopalian
Jew. Yeah. Or say Jewish.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah. And none of these. They were Muslims. They were Muslims. Okay. Does this mean every Muslim's a terrorist?
No,
absolutely
it
not. But were these Islamic terrorists? Yes. Were they Islamic terrorists who took down 9/11, took down the buildings? Yes. You know, and so here's the thing is, when you have a president that refuses to say this, or his spokesman says, oh, we'll never use that word Islamic terrorist, but they were Islamic terrorists. Islamic terrorists kill more Muslims and followers of the Islam religion than they do anybody else. I mean, they just kill them at will. They torture them. They cut their heads off, too. But these were Islamic terrorists who came in because they did not like what these people were printing. And so they were going to punish them in the eyes and for Allah. to fight for Allah like this. And this is where we need to be. And that commentator is the danger that we are facing in the media and in this country. They should have, they brought it on themselves. Okay, so then if you say that, can you say then, okay, Trish, you wear a short skirt and a tight sweater to a dance, then you bring it on yourself if you're raped.
That's
no matter what you do, it is the same theory. You brought it on, they brought it on themselves. How could anybody in this country say that? Because if you say it about that, then you say it about anything else. And
the issue with the Muslim in the United States now, and we keep going all of our out of our way to not characterize them as bad people, to not do anything, to make room, be tolerant. The issue to me is we have a group of Muslims who have attacked us in many ways, not the least of which was 9/11 and now this attack in Paris and all those other things. But the reality is at this point, the Muslim population needs to prove to us that they are not all a part of that. Those that are not part of the Muslim terrorists that are living in our country need to stand up and say they're not. And they need to stand up and be against those part of their religion, their nationality that are attacking other countries unprovocated, and they need to denounce them for that. Instead of just standing there silent and saying, not even saying they're not a part of it, just being offended every time they're accused of something or yelling that they're being profiled. Well, gosh darn it. You know, if you've got a bunch of people going around shooting and they're all Muslims, darn straight you're going to be upset with a Muslim coming at you. And you're going to be suspicious, and they need to prove now that they're not part of that.
Well, I'd like to see. I would, you know, and there's many Muslim organizations that stood up and said this is wrong. But I think there has to be, you know, it's you can't assume.
Well,
that
you
the
say
people,
that, but I don't hear them.
Well, you can't assume that every Muslim is bad.
And, I don't.
I know you don't. But I'm. But and I realize that
they need
the
now
White
to
House,
step forward and
yes,
and make
and
that
I realize
known.
The White House is kind of. I realize the White House is walking on a line here. That, you know, about using the word Islamic and all this, but they haven't used Islamic in anything. They haven't even tied ISIS to Islam.
But, you know, I got to go back. I got to go back to way back at the beginning of this when he was running for office, and he said, you know, I have practiced my Muslim religion my entire life. And Chris, what's his face, corrected him and said, you mean your Christian religion? And he said, oh yeah, my Christian religion. Do you not hear that?
No.
They played that over and over and over. It was Chris, the guy that
Matthews.
Matthews, that got the
got
tingle
the
in his, tingle
the
in his leg.
Tingle up his leg?
Yeah, for every time he'd speak. Well, and no, that, you go on and Google that. And it is there. He said it. And he corrected him. Oh, yeah, my Christian religion. The man can speak Muslim fluently. He can go on and on and on with it. He was raised in the Muslim religion.
I'm not looking,
a part of it.
I'm not looking.
And
I'm
he's not ever going to.
Anyway.
He's not ever going to criticize it. He is what he is, and if the American people won't accept it and accept it for what it is,
I think the American,
God help us.
I think the American people have. And then you had the same part about the terrorist down there at Fort Hood, the doctor. That yelled Allah Akbar and came in with his man robe on and came in and started killing him,
yeah.
Killing people. I mean, that too was an act of terrorism, and you know, and I don't know why it took.
And the man can't say.
And
it.
I don't know why
our president cannot come out and call it,
it
what it
the,
is.
The army and I know why it took the army a long time because the Department of Defense under Obama's people. We're not going to say that, but anyway. But here's the bottom line: is so many people have stood up and said this is wrong. This is, you know, this is an act of terrorism against free speech. Now, is this something that we need to worry about here in the United States?
Absolutely.
Is this something that you'll see somebody coming in with guns and killing people because they don't like what we're saying? And maybe it has nothing to do with Muhammad. We don't ever talk about Muhammad. It's very, I mean, except we talk about religion, in that sense of different religions. But that doesn't, you know, but once you start shutting down things, like, they essentially finished this paper for right now. The whole editorial staff is dead. The whole editorial staff in here is dead. So, you know, is this outrageously satirical paper that lampoons everybody, that offends everybody, is it finished? Is that the way you finish it? Or are they going to keep this thing going? I hope they keep it going. I hope they don't back off a bit. And I hope,
well, I hope they do, too.
And here's the other thing, too. Why don't French policemen have guns? And Howard Dean said this one yesterday. He says, well, I don't understand it. It's been illegal to own guns in France for decades. Well, yeah. Howard, you finally broke the code. Yes, Howard. It is illegal for people in France to own weapons. But guess what? Terrorists and criminals have them. Oh my God, how did that happen? And don't you think at some point when they were calling the people's names out in that room and then killing them, that you just kind of wished is that that security guard they had a gun when they started coming in? Or that, God forbid, that you had a gun that you were able to carry? We'll be right back, right after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Lord.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm going to talk about one of your favorite places. Here's a portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the place if you want to buy jewelry.
Yes, absolutely gorgeous. Girls, you need to go visit Leonard.
And guys, if you kind of messed up at Christmas, you didn't quite get that right thing, here's your chance to make up for it with Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
Or even earlier if you want to. But right across from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. They have any type
jewelry you want. Loose stones, all. He's been in business a long time. He's always got a sale going on something. Also,
wonderful estate jewelry.
Oh yeah, and the only trained watch repair guy. In fact, he can build watches there in the whole area. If you've got a watch that needs to be repaired, no matter where you take it to, it's going to end up at Leonard's. So cut out the middleman and just head there. All right. Today we have with us our Cascade Theater representative, but also so much more here. Jenna Laird is our guest, but she is when you say she represents the Cascade, it's just kind of a small part of who this woman is. Entrepreneur and business person, but a director and a performer and a producer of such magnitude right here in River City.
And the mother of a toddler.
A toddler. Almost and, three.
Almost three and more. And more. In fact, I think you made the announcement.
That yes, the I night did. Of the, I know.
Night of the Cascade Christmas, Jenna, is going to have number two.
Is on its way. Oh, wonderful. Yes.
Now, Jenna has put on the Cascade Christmas for the last few years and many other productions here. But today we're going to talk about the spring production, I guess.
Peter Pan. Yep, it's coming. It's flying its way into the Cascade Theater.
And when what are the dates we're looking at?
It opens on April 17th and runs until April 26th.
Okay, now, and this may be, you say, well, it's a little bit far out, except there's so many things that are going on with this. You guys have already started. You've already started, right?
We started this week, actually. This was our first week. And, yeah, I mean, I feel like I say this about every show. I feel like I say, oh, this is such a technically challenging show, but this one really is. I mean, with flying.
You're going to make somebody fly, yeah.
We are. We're making four, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're making four people fly. You know, Wendy, Michael, John, Jane, and then Peter. And, you know, we researched a lot about how to do this right so that, you know, we can live up to the expectations that everyone's going to be looking for. And
so I understand you're looking for some of the football players out of Shasta, that they've all got a hold of a rope. And, you know, and you've got somebody directing them. And so when Peter has to go, they race to the one side and Peter goes up straight up 20 feet. No,
we actually are recruiting a flying team as we speak. So we really are. So if you're strong and you want to help out with the Cascade Theater with flying, it's actually a pretty easy job. It just takes a lot of, you know, dependability and then they need to be there. They need to work one on one with these people.
Yeah, because, you know, guess what if half the flying team doesn't show up? Oh.
And, the harness that we're getting is actually the exact same harness that Kathy Rigby wore on her national tour. And so our Peter Pan can go up, down, sideways. They can spin forward. They can turn around. So it's a very versatile harness, and it'll be very impressive.
Well, as always, everything you do is always impressive. So it's going to be interesting to see this.
It will be.
So have you already cast your parts?
Yes. We have a cast of 38 people. And our Peter Pan is played by the talented Mariah Skillman. She hasn't been in one of our productions before. She's auditioned a couple times, but she's 15 and a half. And she will blow you away. And the audition process was extremely difficult for this production. We had 5 days of auditions, and they were pretty grueling. We had over 200 people audition, and we only casted 38 spots. So it was very difficult because all the roles revolve around Peter Pan. And Peter Pan could have been a boy or a girl. So it could have been, you know, an adult or a teen. So, you know, the variety of trying to choose the perfect person was extremely difficult and then cast
around
it.
So what made her the one you chose?
Well, first of all, She had exuberant confidence, but yet she still had that youthful look about her. And as far as dancing came along, you know, she just kind of shined up there. And vocally, she was very interesting to listen to. She's not just this pretty voice. She's actually a really theatrical, expressive voice. And so that was something that really caught us. And then when she did her readings, she just had that sound. She had that perfect sound we were looking for.
So. Plus, she was light. Does it help if she's little?
Yeah, I mean, she's a beautiful woman, actually. She's, like I said, she's 15 and a half, and she offered to cut her hair. She had, you know, almost 15 inches of long, brown, gorgeous hair, and she offered to cut her hair. I don't know if I can.
Are y'all going to let her do that?
She already did. And she looks amazing. I was actually going to look at my phone here and see if I could show you the picture. But, yeah, she offered to cut her hair. So she has a
Peter Pan
Naomi
cut.
Watts type pixie kind of haircut. She dyed it red and she looks amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. From the, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
Dedicated to what she wants to do.
This is the kind of person. Yeah, now, Linda understands that. You know, because she has said so many times is if you choose to go for it. You know, you got to go for it.
Absolutely.
And if you're not going to go for it, then you're just wasting your time and the people around you that are supporting you.
I know.
And you've seen this before on that. I mean, you know, if you've got to be able to just, you know, so this is something this young lady wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And she got cast in a role. You know what? I've seen that picture. Was that?
It's on our Facebook.
It's on your Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've seen that.
And you can actually see the transformation. I mean.
It's very elfin.
15.
Which is good.
15 inches and then.
Awesome.
So yeah, I know you all can't see that, but if you have Facebook, you can go to
Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater Facebook and see it where she's. Anyway, okay. So what about Captain Hook?
Oh, Captain Hook.
He is another pivotal character.
Oh,
here.
And again, this was extremely difficult to cast. Bradley Pike is of Pike Chiropractic, next to the Lowe's Shopping Center. So again, Brad has auditioned for several productions of ours, and he had that scary, gruff sound that a pirate would really have. I mean, one of Hook's lines is, "I am the greatest villain of all time." So we really wanted to find someone who could be a scary villain, and be very convincing. And he was amazing, and his dedication is out of this world. I mean, he's already started with his vocals. He's already been, you know, learning all his lines before we even had our first read through. So he's already well underway.
This is big. This is not an easy one to do. I mean, I grew up with Peter Pan on the TV
mm-hmm.
and Mary Martin.
Yeah, Mary
and
Martin.
They would play the same one. Do you remember that?
Oh, church? Absolutely.
And,
I do.
And that was in the 50s. And, you know, and I can fly.
Yeah.
And of course, you had the Disney cartoon,
yes.
which was before that. And then after that, you know, but I never saw the Rigby or others since then.
It's great.
Oh, I did see Hook with
Robin Williams
and was it Dustin Hoffman, who played a good part.
Uh-huh.
But that one was kind of a different type of
role. Yeah, I preferred the old.
Yeah, the Mary Martin, where she was, I can fly, you know, going around. And then, of course, that every time you clap your hands, you can save
a fairy.
You can save a fairy.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, I remember in the evenings. Okay, this is great. Well, what else is going on down at the Cascade?
Well, so what's really exciting about this production is not only are we, you know, we're going to pull from our local resources, but we were fortunate enough to be able to pull from some of outside resources, meaning that there are some Reading natives who grew up in Reading. They have gone on to Broadway and Disney, and you know, we've stayed in contact, and they've had some really close encounters with the productions of Peter Pan. And they are actually coming this weekend and all next week to do one-on-one workshops with our cast.
Oh, perfect.
So one example, Jovan Calloway, he's from Reading. I've done a production. I did Grease with him out at Shasta College years ago, over like 12 years ago. And he toured with Kathy Rigby on her national tour as a lost boy. And he is actually coming this weekend and helping us with choreographing with some Broadway-inspired choreography. We can't copy the original Broadway choreography due to infringement laws. But, you know, he knows the original Broadway choreography, so he's assisting us with choreographing.
Ideas to make it work.
Exactly, for our big drumming Ugga-Bug sequence.
Oh.
And then, I don't know if you guys know, but there's a set of triplets that are quite famous in town. Matthew, Kyle, and Clayton Thurman. And they have they were Enterprise graduates, and they were very involved with Kids Unlimited. And
I was going to say, mm-hmm. I do know them, and yes, through Kids Unlimited.
How long ago was this?
I think they've been out of the town for maybe 6 or 7 years now.
Okay. Yeah.
But they've actually been contracted with Disney, all three of them, as Peter Pan. And so, you know, they've been in L.A., they've been in Paris, and they've been the character of Peter Pan in their Fantasmic show and you know, one of the characters that you walk around with. And so they're coming because they were just cast as not the twins, but the triplet lost boys in a production down south in L.A. And so they're coming up to assist with some of our choreography as well next week.
Oh, fun time.
So our cast is really getting some cool, you know, one-on-one unique experiences with this production.
How many hours do they spend a week on this?
Our cast?
Yeah.
It ranges anywhere between 6 to 10.
A week.
A week. Depends on their role. But our, you know, we just started.
The very least is 6, though.
Very least is 6.
You know, this is.
And as you get closer to the production,
of course, then
the amount of time increases.
Well, you know, this is what people don't realize is, you know, when we have so much. We have a lot of theater here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of theater in our area. And, the, you know, and having. And it's good theater. I mean.
It is good theater.
It's good theater. And then you have these big productions.
And it's also different.
It is. It's different. Now, see, I'm going to say it again. You know, that you get me to. They get me to Kids Unlimited. They get me to the Cascade Christmas. And I'm pretty sure you're going to get me to Peter Pan. I'm pretty sure you're going to get me to Peter Pan.
Good.
Because you know what? This is something that I can.
See, and I would go to the mall and go to every performance because I think it's, they're marvelous, and I'm always amazed.
Linda goes to every one of them. Linda goes to every one of them. They're great.
The talent that we have, our local people that work in your grocery stores, your doctors, your chiropractor, whatever. And these are the people that you see up there, and you go, who knew that they had this absolutely marvelous talent?
Mm-hmm.
And they come dancing out. I mean, Ms. Claus.
I know. She still blows my mind.
It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a plethora of not only the Cascade Theater, but we've got the Riverfront Playhouse, which does marvelous productions, some of the same people from time to time.
The School of the Arts,
the things that they put up at Simpson College and up at Shasta College. There's absolutely no reason in this. And the high school, some of their productions, they're doing a production down at Anderson High School.
Shasta High.
Yeah, and all
there's opportunities to see this volume.
We need our own movie production studios up here.
Well, we need, we have a plethora of talent.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Jenna Larish is here from Cascade Theater, who's also the director of Peter Pan, which is going to be this April. And it's going to be just a great
production. Start making your plans
now. We need
to
have you all here on a regular basis, talk about what's coming up on the during the weeks and all that. And
absolutely. I'd be happy to.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, Trish Clark and I are here. We'll be right back after these messages.
If growing up means it would be beneath my dignity to climb a tree,
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up,
not me.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree.
The meatball tree.
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Butt, Trish Clark. It's Thursday, January the 8th, 2015, for those of you who are still stuck in last year.
Yeah, and you know, the first couple of weeks of the new year, I'm really Johnny on the spot with the 2015. And then about the middle of the month, you start fading back and you go to 14 or 11 or 12. You know it's different, you know, it's but you're not sure what
somewhere,
it is.
It's somewhere. I misplaced.
Checks are always interesting that first month.
Well, you know, for me, I was saying December. I had 2015, right, but I was still back in December.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show, though, for people that are up to date, it's Owens Pharmacy. That's right. Right now, you've got multiple prescriptions, and a lot of people do. How many times do you run out of the meds because you just haven't keep them all straight? You just don't keep them all straight, and because you've got like maybe two or three, and then do you have to make two or multiple calls, or you have to make, you know, multiple trips? It's just, you know what, it's a hassle. So what you need to do is get with MedSync with Owens Pharmacy, and what they do is they fix it so all of your prescriptions all come due on one date. So not only do they just come in for one time on one date, they also, you know, they're there, they're providing that service. But if you can't make it in there, they deliver them for free, absolutely free. And there's more to it. Now, my favorite part of this is here's my pharmacist from Owens knows me. He knows who I am. And he knows that, okay, this is the type of medications I get. If I get a different type, he knows that that's not right. So what he's going to do is he's either going to check with me or he's going to check with the doctor. Are you okay? This is a change here. And this is what your last line of defense at a pharmacist can do.
Because many of us go to several doctors because they refer you for different issues. And the possibility that you can have one doctor prescribe a medication that's in conflict with another doctor certainly exists out there.
It exists.
And
yes,
their pharmacist is the one going to catch
that's
that.
That's it. Owens Pharmacy. Six locations right here in town. They're local. Hey, they're not the big box store, my friends. And they give you personal service right there. Owens Pharmacy. Six locations in town. Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 in most locations. Okay. Trish, you know, we talked about the attack in France and this. Boehner. Two questions here last 7 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about Boehner. That's a really good subject.
You know, frankly, I'm starting to lean into the libertarian side here.
Oh, I've gotten so Mark libertarian.
Mark Levin is just going after both sides. And by the way, everybody, if after our show, of course, we've got, you know, after Linda and I, or in this case, Trish and I, are finished at 9, then we have Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham is kind of, you know, she hits
both sides, but she's, I mean, she's really in there. She pulls no punches. From 12 to 3, we have Dave Ramsey. This is not a political show. What it is a show that helps you, you know, he gives great advice about money. And his big mantra, is pay off your debt. It's a great show. If you have not had a chance to listen to it, you're going to have to listen to it. Listen to it for a couple hours because you're going to go, oh, well, I'm not. His big thing is you need to listen to him because I tell you what, he is the second, has the second most number of stations in the United States.
Wow.
Dave Ramsey. And he's not an angry white man. And then, but from 3 to 6 comes
Mark Levin.
Mark Levin. And I tell you what, Mark Levin, when he gets going, it's like, I heard you not! You know, he gets going. Yeah. And he just has said the same thing about the Republicans as he does the Democrats.
They're all alike. The only difference between the Republicans and the Democrats that are in the mainstream media today, as we're living here in the United States, is they both want total control and power. They're just arguing about who's going to be in the seat that's getting all the perks.
Okay, so here's...
None of them care about us here at the local level and what we want and how we want this country to run.
So here's Boehner, who was running for the head of the head of the House of Representatives, for the Republicans. So he's
who immediately, let's be careful, because he knew that he had an opportunity coming up in January, February to really make a difference. And what did he do? He immediately went, got in bed with the Democrats, and put together a plan that took away all of our choices for a whole year. Boom. We can't defund anything because they put in effect the budget for the whole year instead of just doing a continuing resolution. That was the first sign that nothing was going to change.
Well, in this case, they had 25 Republicans voted against him.
And are they going to pay?
Well,
oh, my God.
They're already starting. Two of them were taken. Now, they're not saying they're totally off the Rules Committee. That's a very influential committee. But their names weren't up there right away. As Boehner says, we're going to have a talk, have a family talk with everybody. And then the other one who was supposed to sponsor a bill. No, you're not sponsoring that bill. So Boehner's getting even with them. And it's kind of like, you know what, to me it seems that's not such
why
a,
do we continue to tolerate
to
this?
To me it seems like, is this a big deal? It's not a big deal to me, but it's obviously back there in the denizens of Congress it's a big deal. Frankly, I think that we have a chance here. The people have spoken. Okay, I hate to keep saying this. The people of the United States have spoken. They don't like the direction they're going in, and they need to change the direction.
And the mainstream people, politicians back there, did not hear us.
Well,
the 25 people that tried to take Boehner out heard what the American people said. The rest of them did not hear us.
Well, I tell you what, our representative, Doug LaMalfa, let's get to Doug. He comes on the first weekend.
And he did not vote to replace Boehner.
Nope. As he said, though, he said, well, you know, it wasn't going to lose. Boehner was not going to lose.
Okay. If Doug LaMalfa and three or four others had gotten the necessary accoutrements in their pants and the lower parts of their body, they could have done it.
Okay.
come on, people. They talk the good game as they're walking around here, out here in the fields, and they're right along with us. And why don't they though then go back and do what we ask them to do?
Okay, let's.
We're almost out of time.
Okay, well, we've got like 1 minute. Howard, good morning. Do you have something to say? You want to say?
I'll try and get it in a minute.
Okay.
Yesterday, we had gotten a list of people to call before the vote. I had a list of 29 House people, and I called them all. After the vote, and finding out that my own representative, Mr. LaMalfa, voted against the people, I have decided that I will not give him my vote anymore. That's just the way it is. You've got to hold the people to the fire. That's the way it is. I now have a new list that came out from the SenateConservatives.com. It's got the 25 names and phone numbers of those people who voted to have someone other than Boehner. And I am going to personally sit down today and call all of those people and thank them for standing for America and the people.
Okay, Howard. That's the way
to
do it.
Good job, and that's exactly
it.
What has to happen.
We have to do it, and many more like you. Howard, thank you so much for your phone call. Okay, hey, when we're going to take a break for the news here, Trish and I, and then we're going to come back. We're going to be talking solar power. Now, there's a lot of questions, including questions we've already gotten, you know, from people calling in about solar power and what we can do with that. So we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Thursday, January the 8th. It's going to be a nice day today.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tensions remain high today in France as the country begins a day of national mourning following yesterday's terrorist attack on the newspaper Charlie Hebdo in Paris, in which 12 people were killed by Islamic extremists. Meanwhile, memorials across the country. This one airing on BFM TV. Similar events taking place all across France. This man turned out for one in Paris that was aired on Britain's Sky News.
It's like we all take a bullet. The killed people, but all French people take a bullet. And I'm very, very happy to be here and see all these French people be here all together.
Meanwhile, the manhunt continues for two of the three suspects in yesterday's attack. Didn't take long for House lawmakers to trigger a series of veto threats from the White House this week.
One of them aimed at stopping the long-delayed Keystone Pipeline. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the president has a chance to work with Congress.
I'm hopeful he puts people before politics.
The White House is waiting for the State Department to complete a review.
It's been over 2,300 days since TransCanada filed its permit application.
North Dakota Republican Kevin Cramer.
I believe America's national security and America's economic security are tied directly to America's energy security.
The House is expected to approve the measure this week. The Senate will vote next week.
That is SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Also at SRNnews.com, winter weather has brought some fatalities and bone-chilling temperatures to some parts of the country.
Wind chills are going to be 20 to 30 below zero in parts of the lower Great Lakes and reaching 40 to 50 below zero in northern New England.
That's Bruce Terry at the National Weather Service. Two people were killed in an 18-vehicle pileup yesterday afternoon in western Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, the Dow up more than 200 points. This is SRN News.
On January 19th, in theaters nationwide, Thinking Man Films presents an historic one-night event for the release of a new documentary, Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. 12 years in the making, The Exodus presents new evidence that clearly matches the biblical account. Following the movie, a panel moderated by Fox News' Gretchen Carlson and featuring radio host Dennis Prager and author Eric Metaxas will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Information on tickets and theater locations for this event are available at patternsofevidence.com.
Best-selling author, Dr. Charles Stanley.
One of the most valuable lessons you'll ever learn in the Christian life is learning to wait upon God. There's something about waiting we don't like. We naturally become impatient because we're living in a world where not only do we want it now, we can have it now. But that's not the way it is with God.
Dr. Charles Stanley's book, Waiting on God, is available now at bookstores everywhere.
Lawmakers in one New England state voted themselves a bit more freedom, as SRN's Rich Thomason explains.
They can once again carry concealed guns on New Hampshire's House floor after Republicans reversed a ban instituted 2 years ago by Democrats. The House opened the new legislative session with a 228 to 149 vote to allow the guns. One Republican lawmaker says it's not a matter of irresponsible people running around waving guns in the air. It's about the right to self-defense.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. The National Conference on State Legislatures points out that as many as 10 other states allow the public to carry guns into state houses. Average U.S. mortgage rates started the year by dipping to new lows, with the benchmark 30-year rate marking its lowest level since May of 2013. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the nationwide average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 3.73% this week. This is SRN News. President Obama boasting to workers at a Ford assembly plant near Detroit that a resurgent auto industry has boosted manufacturing, and he says the overall economy is benefiting as well.
After a decade of decline, American manufacturing is in its best stretch of job growth since the 1990s. Here in Michigan, manufacturers have created more than 100,000 jobs, helping to cut your unemployment rate in half.
Michigan was the first stop in the president's three-state trip this week, previewing themes of his upcoming State of the Union address. World stock markets mostly rose today, boosted by positive economic news from the U.S., expectations of stimulus in Europe, and stabilization in oil prices after a sharp fall. It was the second day of gains for stock markets this week after a torrid start to the year, dominated by that big plunge in oil prices. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Of course, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
And it
good
means
morning.
It's Trish Clark. Trish has been with me now for, gosh, well over a year.
Oh, longer than
longer
almost,
than like
yeah.
2 years.
Almost
I'm like 2 years,
years
on Thursdays.
Yeah,
Trish Clark.
Thursday morning.
Yeah, it's 8:05 in the morning, and today, of course, is January the 8th. I bring that up because it helps me.
Everybody else knows that we're in the new year.
2015. Right here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 36 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a mostly sunny with a high near 67 today. Light and variable wind, mostly cloudy with a low around 44 this evening. Partly sunny with a high near 65 tomorrow. Not much chance of showers anytime until maybe first of next week. And that's not looking real good. And the weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. You know, when it's cold like this, 40 degrees, you take out Elk Killer in the morning. Elk Killer, trots on out and turns around and looks at me as I'm standing there in my robe.
Like, you want me to do what in this weather?
And I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me. So I walk outside, and so she gets me like halfway out down to the yard. And then she trots on out to the yard. I mean, she's got little furry feet and little furry body. I mean, she's okay that way. So anyway, but you can tell. So when it's cold like this, and you look at your heaters, and you're looking to change, and you turn things off and turn things on, you have to make sure that it's working. So the way you do that is with Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, Martin has been in the business. He does our work. He does Bad Bob's work. He does a lot of people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if it's an emergency, and he will provide warranties, guarantees, all of this. But you need to give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. And part of the idea that yesterday I paid my electric bill. I paid my utility bill. I'm still trying to figure out all these things that I have that I'm using all this water on, and I'm paying all this. But my electricity bill was $300 for everything. So it was. I mean, I should say my utility bill was everything, but my electricity bill was of course the major thing. And then it tells me how much electricity I've been using since last year and this year, and this is where we were. So I'm using less kilowatts than I was a year ago, but I'm paying more. And so you think of all these things, and I think, but we turn the lights off, we're doing all those things. But it's a 1941 house. So one of those things, we have double panes in a lot of places. We don't in some places. But it's a 1941 house.
Yeah.
And, I realized that, that we're never going to be able to get it all under control. And I also know that the cost of electricity is going to keep going up. Cap and trade. They're closing down the coal-fired plants. They're finding all these things they have to do, that are going to make us pay more or use less or force us all into one system. So, and that's why when we have this opportunity to talk to a solar company, Powerhouse Solar and Bruce Blake, we want to take this opportunity. We had him on before for like 20 minutes, and it wasn't enough time because of all the things that are happening, all the things that are opening. So good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Glad good morning, to be here. Bruce.
So the power companies are, it's never going to go down.
No.
I mean, we could have almost free natural gas, but it's not going to go down.
Correct.
And for a long time, you know, there's, you know, people, it was cheap enough. But now it's it doesn't look like that. And it doesn't look like there's any end in the raises.
Right. And you nailed on the head earlier when you said that, and that the dilemma everyone's feeling is that they're doing all these things to their homes. They're putting low-E windows in, and they're doing extra insulation, and they're putting high-efficiency appliances in, and yet they can't keep up with the game. That they're in truth, are lowering their kilowatt-hour usage per year, but the utility rate goes up to the point where it's you know, one step forward and two steps back almost, that you can't keep up and you're still going into a negative position. And people start panicking because they're investing a lot of money in these things that are passive by nature. The windows are a passive savings and high-efficiency appliances. Solar is the only thing that's actually active. It's actually making power, and it's reducing the load of the home.
Well, and if that happens, if, you know, I know a lot of times the cost, the initial cost of putting in solar.
Correct.
Was a problem.
Right.
And, but things have changed in that too.
Yes, a lot. The price of the biggest expense was in the solar panels themselves, and we've seen those drop significantly. The systems are still, you know, expensive, but when you look at it from an investment perspective, there is no better investment on the market. You can't, you know, we're typically seeing about a 10% return on your money. That means if you've got a, you know, X amount invested, you're going to get 10% return in reduction on your utility bill in that next coming year. And it's an untaxable event, which means it's tax-free. So if I've got money in an investment and I'm making, let's say, 5%, which would be really high nowadays, we're paying tax on our gain. So, but solar's not like that. It's a true you know, what I'm seeing is 10. At the lowest, I'm seeing 7. But, you know, it could go up to as high as 20% return on your money, and it's a non-taxable event. It's, so people are looking at that from an investment perspective, and they're jumping on solar.
So if you install the solar, I guess I didn't understand that. You're installing the solar, and you're going to get a 10% decrease in the amount of power that you're going to use the next year?
Let's give an example. So if a customer had, after the tax credit, 30% federal tax credit, which goes away in 2 years, we'll need to talk about that. But the tax credit goes away in 2 years. But if they've got, let's say a $30,000 investment in their solar, that $30,000 is typically returning to them in reduction on their utility bill about $3,000 annually.
Okay.
So it's a true 10% return on your money. It's money you would have had to pay to your utility bill anyway. And it's a tax-free event. So that's what's so attractive about it.
Well, a lot of people have gone to zero for the amount of money they pay.
Yes. Yep.
So, and then when you get into some of these places like PG&E.
Right.
Because that's been one of the things that I've heard is that, you know, at Reading, for all of its foibles and the fact that the price of electricity is going up, it doesn't get close to PG&E. And
right.
Like my in-laws have got a house that's smaller than ours and pay like, if they average it, it's like $600 a month for electricity. And,
it's crazy.
And if they didn't, they were paying $900 during the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is crazy. And I talked to them about that because people across the street have put in solar.
City of Reading used to be a kind of our no man's land because of the price of the utility. It was low. The panels were expensive. Now we're seeing the panels coming down to where it's starting to pencil out a little bit more for City of Reading customers. It's making sense. It's a no-brainer in PG&E territory. But in City of Reading, you know, people have to take a little harder look, but it still makes financial sense.
Okay, well, that's what we want to talk about, because I know a few years ago there was, you know, it didn't, and I was told that by several, but now things have changed.
Correct.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, you'll go in there for your, you know, it's like 40 degrees out there right now. You go in there to wrap your hands around a nice latte or an espresso or a, you know, a macchiato, you know, something there that they can make because they make it great at Tobacco and Brew. Always have discounts for veterans there. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and Joe and Shelley are always providing for people in this town. I mean, veterans, other groups like this, and it's, you know, they don't say anything about it, so that's why I do. They're really great down there. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, Bad Bob. We'll be right back.
beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services. 221-5868. Why not get the best?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 8:19 in the morning and it's 40 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. You know what? It's going to 67 today, but we'd really like to be 67 with tons of rain.
Snow. We need some snow.
Tons of rain down here, snow up in the mountains. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane right here. In Reading, John and his people down there at Bastiani Arms pride themselves on customer service. You know, a lot of times you go into a gun shop and you have these 18-year-olds that act like they are 21-year-olds, that they are the experts. You know, never been in the service, and they get to carry a gun. You know, frankly, I don't like being, acting and having people treat me in a condescending manner like that. Doesn't happen very many places.
because I'll usually say something, but it never happens at Bastiani Arms. These guys are out there to make the best deal for their customers, and they've always got sales going on at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call, 222-8222. I don't like condescending. And one of our supervisors did that one time. Really?
Was condescending to you? Oh, my goodness.
For like,
one of our supervisors?
For like one answer. I can't imagine that. For like one answer. And then we got into other things. It wasn't quite as bad after that. We're here with Bruce Blake, the owner of Powerhouse Solar. You know, the things you learn during the breaks.
Oh. And now everybody's nervous that I'll just go ahead and say whatever.
No, I'm not. You know what? But, you know, we just, you know, but when you hear things, you just, Trish and I just look at each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't surprise
anyway.
Me.
And I mean, it's, and this is, trust me, Bruce, you're not the only one.
Right.
People,
right.
Other people come in here and they start talking. They go, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that."
You're right. So open a can of worms you don't intend to.
Yeah. Open up a can of whoop ass right there. Okay, hey Bruce, we talked about right here in Reading, where the prices for electricity are lower. I mean, everybody says that. I agree with that. Yeah. And, you know, and then you get into the, if it's don't broke, don't fix it. Well, you know, I have my feelings about that, too. But how does somebody save money on their power by installing solar here?
In the city of Reading?
Yeah.
Well, it works the same way. The city of Reading has a flat rate, no matter how much power you use, as opposed to PG&E, where it's a tiered rate structure. The more you use, you get penalized for high usage. So the city of Reading has a flat rate. So a kilowatt hour produced by solar is a kilowatt erased on the bill. And so we can erase an entire bill, an entire – but the customer has to look at you know, what makes sense, the comfort level and the investment, how much of that bill they want to erase. So it's it doesn't matter if they do 80% or up to 100% they can do. A lot of it also depends, excuse me, one more thing is that there are circuits in the city of Reading that some, like over by the airport where the airport project happened, that circuit is almost full. The city has determined an amount of solar that it'll allow per each circuit. And then that circuit is full. So any homeowners around the airport may not be able to do solar because that circuit has been deemed full.
How much of it will be replaced by solar?
By solar, correct.
Oh, okay. So because they want to keep some. Now, say my kilowatt hours, or I'm just going to use these numbers, are 1,000. I can use 1,000, and anything over 1,000, I have to pay for this 1,000. What happens if I use 800? I still have to pay for the 1,000, right?
Well, on the solar part of it?
No. I'm just talking about my regular electric bill. Okay, and my wattage is 1,000 kilowatts. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And so I use 800 because I've really been good in all this. I still get charged for the 1,000.
No, you get charged for what you consume.
I'll get charged for less.
Yes.
Okay, so but what they gauge is if I use over 1,000, I have to pay more. And if I use under 1,000, I have to pay less. Is that what we're saying here?
No. In the city of Reading, it's flat rate no matter. So if you use 800, you're paying for 800. If you use 1,200, you're paying for 1,200.
Okay, so
but they're only going to let so many people in an area use solar and stop using electricity.
Correct. But that's not what I'm talking
about.
There's
two different things. Yeah,
these are two different things. So I use 400 watts, I pay for 400 watts.
Correct.
But at a certain point, I start paying more because I'm using more than they think I should use.
That is the way it works in PG&E territory. If you're penalized for using more power. In the city of Reading, it's a flat rate. No matter how much power you consume, you're still paying – I think it's 12, 13 cents a kilowatt hour. You're paying the same amount. So that's a good thing. You're not getting penalized.
I'm going to go get my bill because I could swear that there's something else in there that says, you know, you've used this many hours of this and it's and you get all these little fees on there.
That's true. There are other little fees and that sort of thing. But your energy portion is a flat rate.
And in PG&E land – You get certain kilowatts billed at this amount of hours or this amount of money, and then the next tier, and then the next tier, depending upon how much electricity you use. If you really go over the mark there, you can get up and be paying twice as much for
four
kilowatt.
Times. It's exponential when you get into the higher tiers.
Yes, but so the average person who is looking at, okay, I'm going to put in solar panels. I want to be able to pay. I'm paying $400 a month now. for my electricity bill. I want to put in solar, but I don't want to be having to put out more money than I'm putting out for electricity right now.
Correct.
That's the way we're looking. Most people are going to look at it.
So yes. Can you do that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And so there's three ways of paying for a solar system. One is to look at it as an investment, like we talked about earlier, and to take money out of a non-producing account and moving it into solar. And that's a good move with your money. The other is there's a lease program available, which typically the leases come in at equal to or less than what you're paying for your utility bill. And then the last one is a loan. And so there's a couple ways of doing the loan. There's a 1 year same as cash portion of it, and then at the end of that 1 year it rolls into a 5.99% loan. And then typically what we do with those customers is we'll take the rebate amount and we'll reapply it to the loan, re-amortize the loan. And if they're disciplined enough, they can take the 1 year of utility payments that they are not paying because solar's erasing that, collect that and apply that also to the loan. And then the payment is less than their utility bill. The beauty of that is it's a 12-year loan. So in 12 years, they've paid off their solar system at a rate that they're paying to the utility rate right now, and then they're done. Then it's free energy from that solar system.
How long do solar systems last?
The panels are warranted for 25 years, and some of this depends on the panel manufacturer because there is a huge difference between the way panels are constructed and a lot of companies.
Have the Chinese tried to put Americans out of business here?
Yes. Yeah, they did. Chinese government subsidized solar. They cut the price of panels in the market.
We subsidized solar too, didn't we? Solarium?
Yeah.
The solar company? Didn't we subsidize them for $300 million or something?
500.
Yeah, they broke.
They're closed.
Yeah.
So what do the Chinese know that we don't?
Yeah. Well, it was like they do in every industry, trying to drive us, drive the companies out.
Out of business. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
And then they step in.
Can you get I don't know if this is a joke from somebody I wrote in, but does solar panels count towards carbon credits?
Not yet.
That was a good question then, huh?
Yes. Yeah, it's a good question. And so from the company side with cap and trade, they will be. So for businesses.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay. The other part is what's the half-life on a solar panel now?
Well,
what's that question important about?
Well, the half-life, I think what they're referring to, the panels are warranted for 25 years with a life expectancy of 40 to 60.
Okay.
So a well-made panel, and that's critical, a well-made panel will last 40 to 60 years. And so the half-life is about the warranty life, about a 20, 25 years period.
Okay, so that's the panels on your roof or wherever you put them.
Correct.
What about the rest of the system? How long does that last?
The other big component in there are microinverters they're called microinverters, but I believe those are problematic. I think we're going to see some problems with those. The other is centralized inverters. The centralized inverters have a life when they do what's called mean time before failure, accelerated wear testing.
Right.
It's 17 to 22 years life expectancy on a centralized inverter, and so they're warranted for 10 years.
And how much of an investment is that to replace that?
If you looked at a pie chart of the costs of a solar system, 70% of is the panels themselves, 10% is the inverter. So say it's a $40,000 system, and it'd be a $4,000 inverter cost at about 10% of the cost of the system. So and that price is coming down. So let's say in 15 years,
it's like anything else. If there's more and more of it, it's going to get cheaper and cheaper. Look at computers.
Yep.
I mean now and then, and 5 years from now, who knows if a lot more people are using solar. And frankly, Reading is a good place to use solar, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I tell you, we're going to go for an early break right now because I have a bunch of questions to ask when we come back. Mainly is okay. I'm living in Reading. This is the size of my house. How much would this cost? Just a ballpark. Yeah. Tell me everything that would have to happen. There's batteries they have to go with this too, right?
No. But they can. I'll explain that.
Okay, because I know a lot of people using solar that goes right into these deep, what do they call
them? Deep cycle.
Deep cycle batteries. Right. Okay. We're here with Bruce Blake, who is the president of Powerhouse Solar. You're getting a lot of information, including stuff that you'll probably hear later on in the paper when we call up Record Searchlight right after we get off the air. Just kidding here. Okay. Hey, Red, thanks a lot for those questions. The comment was, really, I didn't realize the systems had become so durable.
Yes.
Because that was kind of the thing on solar was that,
didn't last long.
You get it for
big
10
investment.
Years. Yeah, big investment. And then in 10 years, the panels have fallen off the roof and all that. So, but we'll talk about that when we get back.
Yeah.
Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Adamson's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 8:33 in the morning here on January the 8th, 2015. I'll do this just for the month, 2015. 605-4567 is our phone number if you've got questions there. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Our chat room is into this, and they've got a lot of great questions here we're going to get to in just a second. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. And if you don't go there, frankly, I start to question you. It's the cheers of barbershops.
If you're a guy.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Wade Riggs goes there. And you'd think that they would charge him less because he has less hair. But no, what they call it is a finder's fee. Where they, you know, whatever they find, they cut, and it's the same cost.
Yeah, Wade's in here. I just couldn't pass up the opportunity because he's not in front of a microphone. Anyway, hey, Cypress Square Barbershop, great. Like I said, it's the Cheers of barbershops. It's really a great place. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. And, you know,
it's
Trish.
It's Thursday morning.
The weather's nice. And we both were wishing for rain and snow.
No.
I mean, isn't this something? You're living in one of the nicest places in the – I mean, frankly, I think in the world. I mean, I've lived all over the world, and I've traveled all over the world.
I love the four seasons, but we really need – before we get into blooming camellias and spring, we need some snow and some more rain.
I'd like to see at least 6 more feet of snow.
Cold weather.
I'd like to see enough rain so that we pop up Shasta to another 30 feet in Shasta, so my buddies out there at Holiday Harbor Resorts can, you know, they just get everything all ready out there, so when you all go out for good fishing and houseboating out there, we already got those plans done out there. But one of the things we do have here in Redding, it is just outstanding, is our sun.
Yeah.
And that brings us back to our guest, Bruce Blake, who's the president of Powerhouse Solar. And Bruce has been talking, we've been talking about how things have changed in the solar power industry.
Correct.
And the big thing is, and our people are asking questions where, you know, half life of the solar panels, how long do they last and all this. And things have changed a lot since solar first came in. And the solar panels have got 25-year guarantees. Is this right?
Correct. Yep.
25-year guarantees, though they should last
40
longer.
40 to 60. Correct.
And so this is a half-life.
Yeah.
And then the cost of the system, your inverter, was that right?
Yes,
The inverter, which is the big thing, which changes the power.
Correct.
From solar to how you can use it. Is like only 10% of whatever that cost of that system. And that's right now.
Yes.
The more solar you see, and you're going to see a lot more solar coming in, you're going to see the prices of everything start to drop again. And what this does is it can take the place of the electricity coming in off the grid, being produced through natural gas, coal, wood-fired, whatever it comes from. And so it cuts your cost of you being on the grid.
Correct.
To less than what you would pay.
Correct.
And sometimes to zero.
Right.
All right. Permits. Is there how much is a permit cost in Redding? Or
it ranges. It's on part of the valuation of the system, but it's, you know, between, I'd say, $300 to $700. For a permit.
And that varies throughout the incorporated unincorporated area, and in the other two cities, the fees vary.
Yes. Every municipality, every jurisdiction has different rate structure fees. But it usually ranges from $300 to $700.
Is the issue – I'm going to go back to an issue you spoke about with the grids being full in a certain area and how many people are going to be able to put – that's going to be an issue in the city of Redding. Is that equally going to be an issue in the unincorporated area?
It's not an issue in any other jurisdiction I've ever heard of.
PG&E is not putting up these kinds of things that prohibit you from putting in the solar panels.
No. There's no other – well, the other jurisdiction is Roseville and Smud down in Sacramento and, you know, Shasta Lake City. None of those other organizations put any kind of limitation on solar depending on saturation. So
the city of Redding, does that have to do with the long-term contracts that they have for purchasing electricity and how they're tied in to the point where they're – I'm assuming they have a requirement that they use a certain amount of electricity that they have contracted for.
I'd like to break in. We have a news flash here. Barbara Boxer retiring.
Oh.
2016. Is that correct?
Well, that's probably the best news we've had in a while.
On the Huffington Post says it's not any time. Well, yeah, she's going to not run for re-election, is what her plans are.
Huge. Okay.
That's a huge announcement because now it gives everybody spots to line up for the next 2 years. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought we ought to get that one out. Sure. It just came through. Thanks a lot, Joe. Joe's one of our chat room guys.
Oh, great. Excellent.
All right. We talked about the amount of saturation there is around the airport. So.
Yeah. Exactly. But I think that's an interesting point. If you're considering putting in solar and you think you might want to do that, you probably, if you live in the city of Redding, should be checking into that.
Yeah, one of the circuits now is close to their point of where they say it's full. And so I have several customers in that area that that you know, we encourage them, listen, if you want, if you ever want to do solar, it's better to do it now because the circuit is still there. But, you know, in another 6 months, that circuit may be full and you will never be able to do solar.
Well, you know, so here's my question, though. So is, and this goes into putting in solar. If the, you know, the, so does it take a different type of lines or something like this? I mean,
no.
how can you say, oh, you've got too much solar in this area?
I have not figured out how they come about.
I mean, it's because they want to keep selling electricity.
Yes. Oh, exactly.
I mean, so what they're doing is they're saying, no, you can't do this to save money and save the earth and get those carbon credits because we need to sell electricity in this area.
Correct.
To keep our lines up and to pay for it. And if you don't use, if you're not paying for your electricity, so what they're doing is they're telling you is on one hand is that electricity is going up to save the environment, you know.
Right.
And yet if you're trying to save the environment, they're going to charge, they're
yes,
not going to let you do it.
That's called job security too, Carl.
Yeah. I mean, is that weird?
There's a balance there where they it was said to me one time that why would the city of Reading want to remove anybody out of the revenue stream, it's a bad way to think about it. I mean, because you want to save the world, because you know I'm as a homeowner I want to produce my own power. And so anyway, it's kind of an interesting dilemma.
But the reality is you have an entire department, you have jobs, you have a contract or several contracts to supply electricity and purchase it from all over the United States. I mean, they're into, you know, Texas and
multi-million dollar
contracts to purchase a certain amount of electricity for a certain amount of population. They've built a whole system. They have jobs. They have unions. You think that there's not going to be a back push if at some point we can replace all the electricity with solar? My goodness, you've got all huge organizations doing electricity and the delivery system, and you think that's going to go away easily?
You think that's hypocrisy?
Yes.
Okay, let's ask another question here. Hey, we have somebody here that's interested in doing solar, and they're off the grid already. Okay. I am interested in solar pumping, non-commercial. I already have solar on the grid.
Oh, they're on the grid.
So it says, I have solar on the grid.
On the grid. So there's a couple ways to do that. I'm on the grid, but I have what's called a hybrid system. And so I've got battery backup because I can do it. It's part of my job. It's fun. And so I'm totally independent if I want to be. So I can turn PG&E off at any time and live independently on my property. But I also swapped my well pump over to a solar well pump. So it's a pump that replaces my existing pump that runs off of solar panels on a pole, and that pumps the water out of the ground into holding tanks, 2,500 gallon holding tanks, and then from there there's a booster pump, a high efficiency booster pump, variable speed, that pressurizes the lines to my home and from irrigation around my property.
All this is solar.
All that's solar, yeah.
So,
except for the booster pump. Excuse me, the booster pump is on AC, but all my water is pumped out of the ground with solar.
Right. And that's just off of a panel on a pole?
Yeah, four panels on a pole. And then I have it set up to where I can do on the pole, or I can flip a switch and I can turn it on to AC. So in the event of a fire, when I want more water and I need to pump water during the night, if we're fighting a fire or whatever, I can flip the switch and I can run that pump off AC as well. So I've got – it's kind of a redundant safety feature.
If I decided that I wanted to do solar in my house, and I live in the city of Anderson, from the time I start talking to you about it until the time I'm hooked up with my solar, what kind of a time frame are we talking?
It's about a 6 to 8 week process from the time you say, let's go. And then by the time we get installed, it averages 6 to 8 weeks. And then it's about another 2 weeks after that the utility will come out, PG&E in your case, will come out, and they'll actually pull your existing meter and put a what they call a bidirectional meter. It's calibrated accurate both forward and backwards. They'll put a new meter in, and that becomes your official on date.
Your time expectancy for permitting through the city of Anderson.
It's actually Anderson's pretty quick. So they're
Anderson likes business.
Yeah, Anderson's very, very friendly. We love working with Anderson. So
that's why I said, that's why I asked the question.
Yeah, yeah. They're great.
I know.
It's, we can usually do that and it's sometimes over the counter, but no more than a week. Yeah. Yeah, seems.
Well, I think it's an important consideration because the most people that are looking at this are not thinking about – I mean, they don't have $30,000, $40,000 laying around right in their pocket. So they're looking at the ways that they can do it with, number one, not any major out-of-pocket expense up front.
Lots of options now.
Lots of options about how to have it just switch over, not cost you any more money, and eventually end up owning. One of the things that you talked about leasing. And we'll talk about that after the break.
After the break. Okay, so what are you doing on Valentine's Day?
nice. I don't know. You've already got a date, so I'm thinking you're not asking.
No,
I know where I'd like to be.
And Bruce, you know,
this is where you need to be.
Down at the Wind River Resort and Casino. They're having a, you know, it's Valentine's Day with Linda Bott and their Lady Bott and the Bluebirds that night.
Oh,
and
that's the place
and
to be.
And from what I understand, they are putting together a package, and it's a very reasonable package. I don't have all the specifics right now, but it's a pay-and-play that you can go there. You can spend the night there and come down and see the show, and you get money for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't guarantee you can get in there because you got to make reservations. But from 6 to 8, Linda's going to be
singing.
And
the seating for the singing area is limited, to make your reservations.
Yeah.
And sooner rather than later.
That's right. So give
and
a
it's
call.
Well worth it.
And she's going to have a special show. It's Valentine's Day show. It's a good way to work. You know what? If you've done that one thing that may just make your special other perturbed. This is a good way to fix it.
Get out of the doghouse.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, for no other reason, just to go down and hear some great music and dance.
And dance.
Have a nice dinner.
Yeah.
All this right down at Wind River in the Elements Lounge with Linda and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Give them a call at 243-3377. And it is true. You've got to call. Tell me you want reservations where you want to be able to see the singers and the band.
Yes.
And that makes a big, you know, that makes a big difference.
Because there's rooms there, there's seating down at the other end, but you can't really see the singing show, and it's a really good show.
I think it is. Really is. 243-3377. Ask for Elements Lounge. Tell them you want to be there for Valentine's Day with Linda Bott. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Happy 2015 from Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Make it your resolution to drive a brand new Kia, the car with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And from Redding Kia, complimentary lifetime oil change, and see dealer for details.
For a limited time, all 2015 Kia Optimas are available with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash. That's 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash on all new 2015 Kia Optimas.
And all new 2015 Kia Sedonas are eligible for 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. And coming very soon to the showroom, the all new 2016 Kia Sorento.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale on approval to credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for KMF bonus cash and interest rate offer. Sale ends February 2nd.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Make
the new year a happy one for your male dog or cat with a stop at the Haven Humane Clinic during their Happy Neuter Year campaign. For only $20, have your male dog or cat neutered and help stop the overpopulation problem in Shasta County. Puppies and kittens can breed as young as 4 months old, so don't wait. During the month of January, Haven Humane is offering $20 neuters for dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. Make your appointment today as procedure space is limited. Call 241-1658 to make your prepaid appointment and make this a happy neuter year for your male dog or cat. Funding provided by PetSmart Charities.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, January the 8th.
2015.
8:50 in the morning out there, 40 degrees. It's going to be a nice day. The rest of the week's going to be pretty nice.
It is. The weather's going to be right up there in the 70s every day and getting a little cool.
I'm going to dig out my Hawaiian shirts again.
Yeah, you dress warm in the morning and then start stripping. Yeah,
that's right. Just start layering. I'm going to put on my Redding tuxedo.
Okay.
Yeah, the Hawaiian shirt and my blue jeans and flip-flops later on. I can say that because I live here. This month, in January, for $20, you can get your male dog or cat fixed. And here's the funny thing on the brochure they hand out on this, from Haven Humane. I mean, I love Haven Humane, Mark. I like all those people down there. And, but the dog and the cat are sitting there, they're really alert and they're looking. It's like you just said to them, I'm going to neuter you. And it's like, whoop. Look at those faces. It's like,
yeah, so one of the ads said, do something nice. They'll really appreciate it. And I'm thinking, not so much.
Yeah, but it's something that we need to do. Now, for only $20, for $20, you can get your dog or cat fixed this month of January.
And it's a good thing to do.
It is a good thing. 241-1658. And have your cat sit on the TV for the rest of his life and stare at you. And the dog come up and leave a deposit in your shoes. Okay, something like that. And they don't know any better. Come on. It's anyway, the other thing is let's this weekend at the city of Shasta Lake, they're going to have a big chili cook-off and a roast of the chief. Chief's leaving. The chief down there, and he's moving on to another station, a bigger station, and he's doing it with the blessing of the population because he's been such a great chief down there, Adrian Rogers. And all the proceeds are going to go to the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. So all of that's happening there. So
good.
Good. And we're here now with Bruce Blake, who's the president of Powerhouse Solar. One of the questions that came in during the break was, how much does it cost to maintain these? Okay, now we're talking about, and I want to get into total cost too, but how much is it like a yearly cost? And does that depend on the size of the system or what?
Right. The beauty is there is zero cost, ongoing maintenance cost, unless the customer opts to pay someone to come wash their panels. But honestly,
Do they have to be washed?
No. There was a study by the Department of Energy because there's companies popping up that are coming out offering to wash people's panels. They'll squeegee them and that sort of thing. And so they tried to determine whether or not it was worth the amount you paid. Were you going to gain that much energy back? And the answer is no.
Isn't that – but that's – you know what? That's a good idea. That's an entrepreneur.
Sure.
Hey, I'm going to squeegee. Absolutely. I'm going to squeegee all your – and you just kind of naturally think I'm living in a place there's dirt and dust all the place. Why wouldn't it have an effect?
Right.
Wow, but if they don't know what they're doing and they get up there and start messing with it, they can just totally destroy your panels, I think.
They're standing on one panel and working on the other.
The panels are very robust.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you stand on it?
Yeah, we don't encourage that, but they can. There's actually one of our panel manufacturers.
We don't encourage smoking marijuana either.
Yeah, that's right. They have four solar panels, and they actually drive a Toyota Tundra up on top of the glass of the solar panels. It's just supported by the frames.
Yeah.
So
wow.
panels are really very robust. It's tempered safety glass is the surface. So you really couldn't go up there and hurt them.
Okay.
This isn't like rice paper, then.
No. They're not fragile.
I've got a 3,200 square foot house.
Yes.
I've got sunshine. Yeah. I'm in the middle of town.
Right.
I say, Bruce, work your magic on the house. What's it going to cost me?
What we do, Carl, is the first thing we do is an energy audit, basically. We will have either you call the city or we'll contact PG&E and we'll get a history, your energy profile for the year, for the previous year. And then based on that history, we can lay over a solar system that will offset as much as you want. So some people want to just do 80% offset, or they just want to do what's called, in PG&E, it's a peak shaver.
And why wouldn't, if you're going to make the investment, why wouldn't you do the 100%?
Well, in City of Reading, it's a pie, and it doesn't matter how you cut the pie. You can, wherever you're comfortable in your investment, so you can do 100%. In PG&E territory, it is a diminishing return. Because solar is erasing the bill backwards is one of the best ways to think about it. So it's driving you out of those upper most expensive tiers, and then the residual that you do pay, if let's say you do 80%, you're paying at the lowest rate at those low tiers.
And that's cheaper than the
solar.
And
that's cheaper. So that last 20% is the most expensive to erase in PG&E.
And so to do that would cost – you don't really have to do that, because if you make that investment, that's even more than you'd be paying then.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, it could be.
It could be.
But
let's go back to right here in town, though. I mean, yeah. You're changing the subject.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. I know you want it.
I just didn't understand why you wouldn't do that. Unless it's about you
or Linda.
No, I wanted to know why you wouldn't wipe out the whole bill if you're going to go the investment. Wherever you live.
That's a good question, too. Okay, so I'm in the middle of Reading. We've only got like 5 minutes left, and I've got two other questions in here.
Oh, gotcha.
You go and you make the things. Okay, so then what happens?
So we look at your bill, and then based on that, we choose a size, because the square footage is irrelevant.
Right.
Because it could be one person living in a 3,500 square foot home, or it could be seven people. And so we have to look at the load history and then mm-hmm. to design a system correctly. And that's what we do. We take all that information, and we have a third party estimating program that we use that's conservatively accurate, which is we like that. It's conservative by nature, and then we make it a premise to underpromise and overdeliver. We don't want the systems to underproduce, obviously. So
right, okay. So you've done that. You've gone through all that,
and then yep.
And then you say, okay, you need this.
Yeah, and then I go meet with the customer, and I'll show them the return on investment, what it's going to cost. I'll show them, if they choose to do a financing package, what their payments are going to be monthly. There's several different ways of how they can lay that out, and then a leasing program. I can show them what the leasing payment would be.
And you want a dollar figure, and you're not going to get that.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah,
and
because
I didn't understand it. Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do is sometime here in the next 2 months, we're going to get Bruce to come on over.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind, just come on over and do that.
Yeah.
That part so that you can walk through us with it.
Yeah.
And say, okay, now, and this is how much money you could save over the next.
And I'll show you the payment, the lease, and
the whole
purchase.
Thing. And yep. I think that's a good way to do it, because there's two of us living there, and it's an older house, like many people live around here.
Yeah.
And just gives an idea.
Yeah. Good profile to show.
Yeah.
It's a common question, though, Carl, because people often say, how much is a solar system? And then I come back.
You can't say that.
And I say, well, how much is a car?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because they're looking for something. Oh, well, it could be this or this or this. But there's so many steps. Like, I'm going to cut off, for this, I can cut off half of what I owe to the city, and it saves me money. This right here will save me $2,000 a year.
Yeah.
Something. Okay, here's some of the questions. How do I re-roof if I have a solar on the roof?
Well, if you've got a home that we've put a solar system on, a solar system basically stops the wear of that portion of the roof, because mm-hmm. the two things that affect a roof are driving rain and direct sunlight.
Okay.
And so that – but if we have to go and we have to remove and replace, there's a fee, obviously, for each panel that we take off.
Okay.
So it's simply we take them off, and then when the roofer's done, we can come back and put them back up.
All right. Okay. What is the recommendation – and we already kind of talked about this. What's the recommendation for cleaning panels? And you've already said that. They said what solution is to use for alkaline deposits?
Yeah, there's what we tell the customer is to use like the Windex second story, you know, in a spray bottle. We don't ever encourage a customer to get on the roof and squeegee or scrub their panels. It's just – it's really not worth the effort that to go in to do that. You're not gaining that much. So I typically I tell my customers to hose the panels off once a month during the summer, and then especially like when the pollen's blowing in the mm-hmm. in the spring, just hose off the pollen. But other than that, even if they have a thin film of haze, it's not affecting the it's not dropping your output
so
much.
I think that answered the question there, LJS and Joe. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We've got Bruce Blake here. He's the president of Powerhouse Solar. How do they get a hold of you, Bruce?
They can call the office at 530-275-5600, or they can contact us on the web at www.powerhousesolar.com.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
There's always more questions than there is time. It's great subjects.
Yeah, it is, because this is something that we've got to be fighting here. It's going to be more and more and more of prices going up. So we've got to do something to be able to level off and take back our own, you know, take back part of this from our bureaucracy. Gosh, let me see. What's today? Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tomorrow, Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. All the new gun laws.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah.
Trish, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I always enjoy Thursdays.
Well, so do I. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Butcher you.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. France, a country in mourning. It's a national day of mourning for victims of yesterday's Paris terror attack. People attending vigils all across the country.
It was really important for all of us to be there and to show to the world that we were all together to face this big issue for our country.
At a service in Paris, he spoke with Sky News, the two suspects still at large. And while the world has witnessed numerous terror attacks over the years, former CIA Director Michael Hayden says this is something new and, in one sense, even more ominous.
This is kind of the high end of the new genre of attacks I'm afraid we're going to see for some time now. The self-radicalized, the self-motivated kind of individual living in full view inside of Western democracy.
He was on NBC's Today Show. Also at SRNNews.com, Dane